Learning employment-based immigration can be very challenging because you'd have to deal not only with the law and each agency's regulations, but equally important is the policy. And that can be part of the, probably the most challenging part of learning employment-based immigration, because the policy changes pretty much on a daily basis. So the law is the Immigration and Nationality Act. You should all be familiar with that term. The regulations are each agency's rules contained in the Code of Federal Regulations. We deal with Title 8, Title 20, and Title 22. But reading the law and the regulations is not enough. You also have to know each agency's policies. Luckily, in the past few years, these agencies have really improved their public-facing information and really made improvements to try to let their policies known right away. One of the resources that I look at frequently is through USCIS. They used to have what's called an Adjudicator's Field Manual, the AFM. They have since, well, they're still doing away with that, and they're building what's called the Policy Manual. And what's great is that it is online, it's public-facing, it contains everything that was in the AFM, but they've made some improvements because they cite to legal authority. So anytime I need to do research, I will probably start with the USCIS Policy Manual because it's free, and because it will cite to legal authority that I can then use for further research. Another great resource is through the Department of State's Foreign Affairs Manual, the FAM. That is also public-facing. It is online, and it is free. They have, in the past couple years, made big improvements on how they present the information online. And just for reference, the Foreign Affairs Manual is the guide on how they train consular officers. So anytime I have someone going in for like a Blanketel or an E, I first reference the Foreign Affairs Manual to see how are they training their officers on how to adjudicate this type of application. But in the past couple years, Department of State has made improvements in monitoring and releasing when information is changed and tracking it. So now there's a page that you can reference that shows what's changed and when they changed it, which is really helpful whenever you're trying to advise clients and you're just wanting to make sure that nothing's changed. It's really easy to identify because they keep track of it now. If you're working with the Department of Labor on their wage attestation programs or labor certifications, they also have a very robust public-facing website. They just call it the FAQs, but it is searchable, which is really helpful. So I do reference that a lot, especially if you ever work with perm recruitment. It is a very challenging process to navigate. It's not intuitive at all, so pretty much every time I work on a perm recruitment, I reference the FAQs to make sure I don't have any missteps. And with the Department of Labor programs, you could have a fatal error in your application that you don't discover like 1 or 2 years down the line. So it's really important that as you're working on especially DOL certifications, that you make sure you check all of the requirements down to like the last detail. So the last resource that I have found very helpful, particularly during COVID, is social media. Consulates were pretty much closed for 2 years due to COVID. And when they were opening, they would frequently close due to COVID exposures at the office. We would have clients with workers who had interviews canceled without notice, and it was really challenging to know What should my client expect when they go into the consulate? Are there health-related screenings? If they cancel, what do we do? The consulates do not really have the resources to keep their websites current, but they do maintain their social media. So if we did not have information from other attorneys, which, by the way, is another great resource, is information from other attorneys on what they've seen, trends, and policies that they see coming down the pipeline, social media is what we would look at to see what's going on with the consulate, particularly the consulate. It's like, what's going on with this consulate? How is it going to impact my client? What do I need to know? Before I dive into the non-immigrant categories, I think it's helpful to understand that there may be more than one category that fits your client's needs. And so part of what I do whenever I have a client who needs advice on how to come to the U.S., we need to have a conversation first where I ask specific questions and get specific information, and then I develop the immigration strategy based on that. The immigration strategy is going to advise my clients of the options available to them, not just telling them the options available, but they need to know like the pluses and minuses, the pros and cons of each category. For example, most clients want their workers here ASAP. They want to know, how soon can I come into the U.S.? How soon can I start my business in the U.S.? And they want to do it in the most cost-effective way. So whenever I develop an immigration strategy for clients, not only am I looking at eligibility criteria, but I'm looking at what are the steps involved. Do I have to go through USCIS first, or is there a way I can bypass USCIS? Because USCIS is very hostile, and I know it's going to be a lot of time and a lot of money. So I always look at, well, what does my client really want? When do they need this person here? When are they planning on starting operations? Because it's not so much about options, but what makes sense to your client. What's cost-effective and time-efficient?